Okay, welcome back. Hour number two tonight on this Tuesday. Mitchell Henderson is with us. Wars everywhere. And there's more on the way. There is now more talk about the U.S.-Ukraine war against Russia, which is what it is, about having pressure being put on Zelensky now to agree to go to negotiating at some kind of a peace conference somewhere, somehow, some kind of discussion about ending the carnage. Well, Zelensky will have succeeded in probably killing, well, it's anywhere between 600,000 and a million of his own white Christian men and women. Of course, he's a Zionist Jew, so he doesn't care. So this has been absolutely hideous. I can't imagine how some of the Russian military must feel just slaughtering these people. Apparently, 13,000 have been killed just in the past couple weeks, is it? It's not very long. Let me see if I can find this. Kiev loses over 13,700 more dead soldiers, about 1,800 weapons and equipment units just since November 1st. That's stunning. 13,700 more dead, and a number of those are women. So this is what's happening in Ukraine is beyond description. It is that evil. It's satanic. It's hideous. Hello, Dean. Welcome back. Not Dean. Sorry,
this
Mitch.
This is Mitchell.
I got two Hendersons here.
Hey,
I'm off a couple
listen,
weeks.
It's even worse than that. The United States and NATO is trying to convince Ukraine that they need to lower their draft age. They need to lower it.
They want little boys and little girls and then old men
and
old women.
They want men up to 70 years old. Okay, to fight.
See, this is a war crime. This is
evil as can be.
Totally.
Yes.
Totally. Mitch, I've never seen anything like this in the history of modern warfare. It's not a million dead, I get that. But we still, it may be a million, we don't know for sure. But 13,700 since November 1st, that's the best projection. These are men and women.
And now we're beginning to talk about the people who are wounded and will never work again,
no.
who have to be supported for the rest of their lives.
Could be three times the number
of dead. We're not even talking about that.
Dead.
Yes.
No.
So this is a war. This is an evil war. It's a total war. Okay, World War III will be a full spectrum war fought comprehensively in all aspects of life. So let's start with the spiritual, because the spiritual will not be exempt in this war. According to Revelation, the end times or World War III is a war between God, good and evil. It is a war between God and Satan. It is a war between the Antichrist and Christ. It is a war by the worldly against the spiritual. Revelation speaks of a great apostasy in the end times, meaning that even the institutions of God will be subverted and hijacked by evil. The fifth seal is opened by Zionism, and their enemy is all people who believe in God. Zionism is atheistic and plans the total annihilation of all people who trust God instead of the world.
Uh-huh.
You will have to pick a side. No neutrality will be recognized by the Zionists because silence is violence. You must declare yourself for the Antichrist or suffer the consequences. The deception runs deep and comprehensive. You cannot believe in secularism, humanism, progressivism, Marxism, Zionism, atheism, global warming, feminism, abortion, pedophilia, intersectionality, gay liberation, transgenderism, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and believe in God. If you believe in God, you will trust God. If you do not believe in God, you will trust humans. You cannot serve two masters. You must choose God or mammon. It is indeed a total war. There is no neutral ground. In the Catholic Church, we now have the Antipope predicted by the Fatima prophecies and in Revelation. Pope Francis is a woke pope, a Marxist who offers the Church in service to the Antichrist. He is the false prophet preparing the way for the Antichrist. On November 9th, 2023, news broke that the Catholic Church's Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith affirmed that transgender and LGBT worshipers may receive the sacrament of baptism, serve as witnesses in wedding ceremonies, and act as godparents in the Catholic Church, and the children of gay couple can be baptized. Now, you need to pay attention to this because they're talking about baptism here. Baptism is the Holy Ghost, and blasphemy of the Holy Ghost is the unforgivable sin, the only unforgivable sin. The Catholic Church has already now done that. Okay, the Holy Ghost is not going to bless sodomites. He will not do it. Okay. The anti-Pope Francis said, and I quote, "We cannot be judges who only deny, reject, and exclude. Priests may confer forms of blessing on gay marriages on a case-by-case basis. This is opening the door for gay marriage in the Catholic Church. God will never bless a gay marriage under any circumstances. If you are going to get into sodomy, why bother having a church? Many Protestant churches have bought into Christian Zionism. Zionism is the religion of Satan. If you serve Satan, you cannot serve God. Once again, why bother having a church? Why bother having the religion if you're going to do that?" On Saturday the 11th, the Pope fired Bishop Joseph Strickland because he opposed welcoming LGBT sodomites into the church as normal people. Within the church leadership, you may not side with God in the church leadership now. He was the bishop of Temple, Texas area. Pope Francis says that global warming is the most important issue of the times. He admits that God created... Yeah, go ahead.
What a disgusting human being, if he is at all human, Francis. Yeah. He's a fraud. He's a dupe. He's a liar. He's leading the total overthrow of one of the world's great religions, 1.3 billion Catholics. He should be condemned immediately and driven out by millions of people who fly to Rome to get rid of him. Cleanse the Vatican. That's the end of the church if they don't. Uh-huh. The end. The end.
He admits that God created the universe and that all that is in it, but he has no confidence that God can take care of his creation now. That's what global warming is about. It's a God has been cleaning up man's messes for 10 million years now, his messes in civilization for 10,000 years. Why would he just quit now? He thinks humans must control the universe. He is faithless. The Catholic Church will go further down the road of supporting sodomy. They will not be going back to their scriptural roots. That is not going to happen. The day will come that your church will turn you into the Antichrist secret police and inform on you. If your pastor is openly gay, God is not in your church. You have chosen the worldly over God. So shift to the cultural spectrum, because this is what Marxism is about. The thesis of cultural Marxism is that humans unthinkingly acquiesce to the culture that they are born into. Our culture is a Zionist invention. I mean that literally. Jewish Zionism controls entertainment, news, and education. Christian Zionism controls religion in the case of Protestants, and cultural Marxism controls the Catholic Church. There is even such a thing as Muslim Zionism, believe it or not. Okay? The Abraham Accords are the visible manifestation of Muslim Zionism. The Quran says that Palestine belongs to the Jews, but they mean it in the same way that Isaiah does. The Jews have to behave before they get it back, okay? In the end times, the Jews will be the sacred people that cannot be criticized. It is the Zionist Jews that make this happen, because to them, Jews are an ethnicity, not a religion. Zionism is Judaism without God. Okay. Before cultural Marxism, Western culture was lost in worldliness, but there was no specific affirmation of Satan. Embracing cultural Marxism is specifically affirming your faith in Satan. Even if you do not believe in Satan, he believes in you. Cultural Marxist society is an inverted society. Good has become evil, and evil has become good. This should be apparent to everyone by now. Last August, I was talking to an OG in La Ame, that's an original gangster in La Ame, the Mexican Mafia. I asked him what he thought of the world, and he told me exactly this, that good has become evil, and evil has become good. If he can see it, a Mexican Mafia gang leader can see it, shouldn't we all be able to see it? He said that there was nothing anybody can do to stop it, and it will definitely just get worse. I would even say the guy's name on there. It was Francisco Escobar who told me this.
Very good.
He's an active gang member, too. So last week, I saw a news report in California about some robbers that attacked a store in Los Angeles County. The reporter said that many stores were letting in one, two, or three shoppers at a time and locking the door until they were done shopping to protect themselves and their customers. The news announcers told the audience that if they saw a store doing this, to report them to the fire department so they would be fined and forced to, well, stop protecting themselves and their customers. They said nothing about reporting the robbers and thieves. In Kansas City, a group of shoplifters got into a car with their stolen goods, and a woman took pictures of them to give to the police. A woman shoplifter pointed a pistol at the woman to tell her to stop filming. Okay, this is a felony, an aggravated assault. You might even say that since she did this to complete a theft, it made the theft into an armed robbery. Also, intimidating a witness with a threat of violence is a felony. This was a picture of a woman committing a felony offense. What did the news channel do? They blurred the face of the criminal to protect her identity. This is insanity. Should they not broadcast it widely so everybody knows who this felon is? On November 6th, Vincent Ritchie of Los Angeles had to defend himself with a firearm as two black men tried to rob him as he approached the door to his home. This went viral on the Internet, so lots of people saw this. His wife and baby were inside, and the robbers wanted in. The video of him defending himself went viral. The Los Angeles Sheriff's Office are doing zero to locate the robbers, but have revoked Mr. Ritchie's concealed carry permit, even though it was on his own property and it wasn't even an issue of concealed carry. L.A. Sheriff Robert Luna is a soft-on-crime progressive who supported pro-criminal L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon. The goal is to make self-defense a crime. It will become a reality soon. In Europe, to kill a burglar breaking into your house is murder already. It has been for a long time. Critical race theory is cultural Marxism. Cultural Marxism is Zionism. Ta-Nehisi Coates wrote that the cure for past racial discrimination is current racial discrimination, meaning discrimination against white people. The cure for current racial discrimination is future racial discrimination against white people. The concept of white privilege derives from this. Does this motivate hate crimes against white people? Yes, it does, but they do not want to admit it. A year ago, a white tranny murdered children at Covenant Christian School in Nashville, Tennessee. The killer left a manifesto. Nashville had a black chief of police, has a black chief of police, John Drake. He did not allow the manifesto to be made public because it clearly states that he killed the children because they had white privilege. The national narrative cannot admit that critical race theory is inherently racist or that it encourages hate crimes. It does. Last week in Las Vegas, Nevada, a group of 10 black kids beat a white Jonathan Lewis Jr. to death, a 17-year-old boy. Many local people saw the video. At the first white press conference, a white police lieutenant said there was no evidence that it was a hate crime. Not unless you saw it with your own eyes, then you would see the evidence.
This is beyond belief, Mitch. When you look at these things, and I refuse to call these teenagers, kids, young adults. No, these are criminal, subhuman thugs. I don't care what color they are.
Yes.
This is not the behavior of an organized, contemporarily intelligent society. This is back up in the trees time, folks. I didn't even think Neanderthal was this crude.
Of critical race theory. This is critical race theory at work.
You got it. That's right. That's right.
That is no evidence outside the obvious. That is that there is no evidence outside of the obvious. When they showed the video, they blurred out the faces of the perpetrators. All police efforts are being taken to protect, at all costs, the black teenagers that stomped the white boy to death. The Marxist narrative is simply that black people cannot possibly be racist. The justice system will pull out all the stops to make sure that these murders get as little punishment as possible. Starting with
can't
no
be
right.
Mitch, excuse me.
Hold on. Yes, go
hold
ahead.
On. There's no way you can make that statement. Black people can't possibly be racist. Let's just start with the FBI crime stats of black-on-white crime. 9 out of 10 crimes, which actually comprise the two races, are black-on-white. Hate. They're not white-on-black. Whenever you have crimes with the two races involved, invariably 90% plus are black-perpetrated crimes on whites. So and calling them teenagers, I know the law, I get the definitions, but no, this is not the behavior of anyone that should fit in this society. Go ahead.
Listen, back in the 1980s when I was on the police department, this is like 1982, I think, when I went to the street anti crime team, this is where we did mugging day boys. Well, there was a black officer on this squad that nobody really wanted to work with. So the sergeant asked me if I'd work with him. And then this guy didn't really arrest anybody. So the sergeant asked me if, and this is a white sergeant, okay, he asked me if I would share my crime stats with him. Like how many, I would make like easy 10 felony arrests tonight because that's 10 people mugging me in a night, okay? So
you put yourself out as bait, Mitch?
Yes.
You put yourself out as bait?
I went out put myself out as bait to get robbed, okay?
God.
So then we'd arrest the robber when he robbed me. So
wouldn't the blacks call that? Wouldn't the blacks call that entrapment, though, Mitch? Now?
Well, they tried to say so, but yeah. But anyways, so then when I looked at the stats, when the sergeant broke down the stats, for example, if I had 10 arrests, and I did all the work for those 10 arrests, he would give 7 of the arrests, would credit them to the black officer and give me just 3 of them.
Right.
Okay, so this nonsense has been going on for a very long time.
Yes,
okay, it's just accelerated, and we're now seeing the results of it. Okay, so reverse the races, and it would be immediately called a hate crime if white kids had mobbed a black kid. Already, a white person killing a black person in self-defense is murder. Black people know this, but there is a pecking order. Last week, a black city employee in New York City told a Jewish protester that he did not support Israel, and for that, he said, F Israel, basically, and so he's losing his job. So soon black people can just break into your home and take what they want, and no one will do anything about it. Raping your wife and children will not be a crime. Murdering your entire family will not be a crime. If you take any action to stop them, it is you who will go to jail. Now, I'm not exaggerating this. This is where we're headed. Does that sound extreme? It is what the Zionists are doing in the Gaza Strip right now. We are next, okay? For years, the citizens of San Francisco have paid high taxes, but their government has let homelessness get so bad that people openly use drugs and defecate on the street. They break into cars overnight. Your car is not safe. They'll just break into them night, all the time.
Yeah.
But when wealthy elites are coming to attend the APEC summit, Gavin Newsom has the homeless removed and the streets cleaned up. When the summit is over, San Francisco will become a shithole again. This makes it clear that our cultural values, appearances over substance. It is the victory of illusion over reality. And that is what's happening here. It is the victory of illusion over reality. Gavin Newsom became unashamedly takes care of the elites. He may be our next president. Double standards
are
an inversion of justice.
He may well end up in the White House, and if so, he will do to America what he's done to California.
To San Francisco and California. He was mayor of San Francisco before that. So double standards are evil. In 1999, we bombed the Serbs without UN approval because they were ethnically cleansing the Muslim Albanians from Kosovo. In fact, the Serbs were doing no such thing, but somehow it perfectly all right for the Israelis to ethnically cleanse Palestinian Muslims from their own land. This hypocrisy and double standards of American Zionism is apparent to the whole world. Only Americans and Europeans buy into this absurd nonsense. Okay, so let's go to the psychological spectrum. Fear is the currency of control. Fear is the foundation of all marketing. Fear is the tool of brainwashing. Marketing is brainwashing. Don't you get tired of YouTube advertisements playing on every conceivable fear? They market products to cure problems that they bring up. Create a fear and then sell a product. Both insurance companies and medical pharmaceutical companies are the major beneficiaries of the fear industry. Also the military-industrial complex, too. Politicians constantly make you fear China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea to justify the largest defense forces on Earth that benefits the military-industrial complex but never benefits the American people. Politicians make you fear crime, illegal immigration, white supremacists, human traffickers, and terrorists sneaking into our country, but they do absolutely nothing about any of these problems. They want several billion dollars for border security that they will use to bring even more illegal aliens into the country. They can encourage them to come with cash payments that they would never give to a homeless or struggling American citizen. Did you know that since Afghanistan fell to the Taliban, the United States has given $11 billion to Afghanistan? To the Taliban in Afghanistan, $11 billion.
Another since we pulled out of there and left $85 to $90 billion worth of equipment there, we've given them another $11
billion? $11 billion in cash.
How do you define that other than insanity? Complete insanity. Geopolitical madness.
Giving your money away to people who don't like us. Basically, another $120 billion to the corrupt Zionist Jew oligarchs in Ukraine who have siphoned off 70% of that into their own pockets while sending 500,000 young white Christian Ukrainian boys to the slaughter. The counteroffensive failed because it was not the point. Corruption is what was really important.
Got it.
Even science serves the Zionist master with fear-mongering. I started watching the History Channel series The Universe because I thought I might send the DVDs to my grandkids. They talk of threats to Earth like asteroids and solar flares and said that humans would have to deal with them. They also want you to worry about black holes coming too close, supernovas exploding too close, or a pulsar shooting an X-ray beam in our direction. These are things we cannot do anything about, but they want you to trust science for a solution.
Right.
They do not want you to trust God, who made and controls the universe and made the environment where humans can thrive, is even a factor or a consideration to them. To these scientists, the only God is humans, and the scientists are the high priests. When talking about Venus, they talk about global warming as a fact, based on the fact that Venus's atmosphere is made up of greenhouse gases and it is the hottest planet in the solar system because of it. They speculate, but cannot prove, that Venus was like Earth, but greenhouse gases destroyed all life there. They do tell you that Venus's atmosphere is 95% carbon dioxide, but neglect to tell you that Earth's atmosphere is only 0.4% carbon dioxide. Or remind you that the foundation of all life on Earth is water plus carbon dioxide with a magnesium porphyry catalyst that makes dextrose, which is the food animal cells need for food. All life is based on that formula. Water, carbon dioxide with a magnesium porphyry catalyst, that's chlorophyll, and that makes life possible on Earth. Okay? There is no life on Earth without carbon dioxide. Now you can see their plan to destroy all life on Earth. It is like a sick obsession with woke people. Marxism and Zionism are death cults. Venus also has clouds made of sulfuric acid. Maybe another reason why there is no life on Venus, because they have sulfuric acid clouds, okay? They really think we are stupid. I will not be sending this garbage to my grandchildren.
No.
The war we have entered is World War III, the final war, the apocalypse. It is a total war fought on every spectrum of existence. It is a war between God and Satan, and it wants your heart, mind, and soul. It is a total war on every individual. So let's talk a little bit. Let's just go over ethnic cleansing here a little bit, because we're very hypocritical on this.
Yeah.
Ethnic cleansing is a prelude to cleansing all humans from Earth. Satan insists that you destroy yourself. He wants all humans dead, and he wants us to be obsessed with doing it to ourselves. It is a sexual obsession. Sexual pleasure justifies death. We can tell because of the rise of abortion, LGBT, and BDSM proliferating in our culture. Zionism is a death cult. So, is Israel ethnic cleansing the Palestinians? The father of political Zionism, Theodor Herzl organized the first Zionist Congress in Basel, Switzerland in 1897. The goal was to establish a Jewish homeland in Palestine. Their slogan was a land for a people without a land in a land without people. Of course, Arab Palestinians lived there, but they were not really people to the Zionists. Remember that these were colonial times where Europeans were human beings, but the indigenous people were not. They could be disregarded. Herzl said, if it is God's will that we return to our historic fatherland, we should like to do so as representatives of the Western civilization and bring cleanliness, order, and well-established customs to this plague-ridden, blighted quarter of the Orient. Is this not the very definition of a racist attitude? And keep in mind, he's saying that God gives this land to the Jewish people, and he doesn't even believe in God. He's an atheist.
Right. Just a little bit.
So the Egyptian ambassador to the United Nations said after the October 7th attack that Israel calling Palestinians human animals and children of the dark is evil. Still racist. Netanyahu invoked the prophecy of Isaiah, framing the Gaza war as a conflict between the light and the darkness and good versus evil, painting the Palestinians as the children of darkness to be vanquished by the chosen people. Netanyahu said that Palestinians were the biblical blood enemy, Amalek. He quoted from 1 Samuel and invoked what God told the Israelites of the time. Now go and defeat Amalek and destroy all that he has and give him no mercy, but put to death both husband and wife, from youth to infant, from ox to sheep, from camel to donkey. He quoted this on air since October 7th for the whole world to listen to. But yet, they're not ethnic cleansing. So far, Israel has murdered more than 5,000 children in their war and have killed dozens of Hamas fighters. Yet our leaders will not call it genocide. The first prime minister of Israel, David Ben-Gurion, said, we must expel the Arabs and take their place. Ethnic cleansing has been the official policy of Israel from the very beginning. Netanyahu has called this war the Second War of Independence. In 1904, Theodor Herzl approached Pope Pius X to get the Catholic Church to back his Zionist project. Pope Pius replied, Catholics cannot give approval to modernist Zionism, Israel, or the Jewish people, period. He wouldn't do it. So what has changed allowing this to happen now? Cultural Marxism and its morally relativistic delusional thinking, both secular society and the church, are woke now. Just as Pope Francis wears a gay rainbow shawl, Israel took photos of the IDF hoisting the first gay flag in Gaza when they took the government center of Gaza. It is a triumph of sodomy over nature. Okay, listen, this is shoving the big middle finger to God, people. This is Zionism giving God the middle finger, liberating Gaza for the gay people. What is the thinking behind the far-right parties that are in Netanyahu's government? Brigadier General Rafi Peretz is the leader of the Jewish Home Party. He established the Otzon Pre-Military Academy at Yeted in 1993 and was chief rabbi of the IDF from 2010 to 2016 and was minister of education in 2019. He belongs to an organization called the Sons of David. He, along with Rabbis Eliezer Castiel, Giora Radler, and Eli Sahan, made official statements on April 29, 2019, saying that the Jews are the master race and all other people are genetically inferior and so must be slaves to the Jewish people. Jews who refuse to return to Israel should be exterminated, and Jews who marry Gentiles in the United States should be exterminated. This is what they have been educating military-aged kids for 30 years now, since 1993. They say morality is weakness because it is feminine and unmanly. These are the people in power in Israel. I think their intentions are clear. This is not just ethnic cleansing. This is premeditated ethnic cleansing.
You're right, and there's no... Mitchell, hold that thought. There's no possible way to mistake what the agenda here has been from the beginning. This is utter cleansing, utter holocaust, utter genocide of the Palestinian people. There's no other way to perceive it. If you're honest, it's that bad. The Jews don't care about any of these people. They look at them as they're just... lower animals, dogs and cats, whatever. That's who they are.
Right.
That's what they think. Anyhow, it's sickening, beyond belief.
So on October 7th, Republican congressman, and I said this on the show, on the first show after October 7th, I think the show was on Monday, and Congressman Matt Gaetz stated this on the Sunday before Monday. Okay, so I think the war started on Saturday, then on Sunday Matt Gaetz said this, and then Monday I repeated it on the show. He said, when this war is over, Israel will be a much bigger nation. How did he know about Netanyahu's plan for ethnic cleansing to achieve Eretz Israel? Our government leaders know that this is ethnic cleansing. They knew from the beginning. They are just as guilty as Israel is. Consider this. Fox News is all in for Israel and spouts Zionist propaganda consistently. Republican politicians are tripping over each other to prostitute themselves to Israel. They are kissing the ass of Satan. Now they have shown themselves. We know who they really are now. Look, the polls have consistently shown how unpopular the Democratic policies are by a very wide margin. But in 2018, 2020, 2022, 2023, the Democrats won the elections. Elections are rigged. The American people have no control over their government, absolutely none. The Republican Party exists to make you think there is some hope. But Rona McDaniel never won a single election since she became a head of the Republican National Committee in 2017, yet she keeps getting reelected to her position. It is all a game of deception. What do they do to try to keep people engaged in their bogus partisan politics? They use fear. Every 3 months, they threaten to close the government so that we will think that they matter. They are playing us.
Right.
We are not a democracy. We are not a free country. We have no voice in our government. There are no free and fair elections, and there will never be again. There will never be again a free and fair election. America is dead.
And part of the reason, Mitch, part of the reason is AI. The coming of AI is enormous and not understood reasonably well at all by the great majority of people here. They don't see what's coming. They don't understand it. It's too complex. AI is evolving so fast, it's a blur. And many of the scientists who are involved with AI are actually scared because they know they can't control it. because AI will be 10 times smarter than the smartest of them, and it'll be able to deceive them at any time. It'll program itself. The trick is you turn it in on itself and it begins to better itself. Aside from programming, it makes itself better. So how do we know it's going to be better like us? It may be better like complete evil. We just don't know. This is wide open, the whole thing. Very dangerous. Go ahead.
Well, listen, Biden even started making policy for AI. And what the policy is this. AI, you know, it's like when AI is created, they are going to lay the foundations of what the real world is. That will be a culturally Marxist, politically correct, woke reality that AI lives in. It will function to progress and to support that woke artificial world that they are going to feed it as the foundation and the basis of its understanding, okay?
Right.
So it will be a nightmare from hell.
Okay? I agree.
So the United Nations this past week complained that America cannot fall in line with, quote, universal human rights until we abolish the Bill of Rights and the Constitutions. Okay, America is a problem because we have a Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and we have to get rid of that if we want to be free. If we want to be free, we got to get rid of the Constitution. We got to get rid of the Bill of Rights if we want to be free. Follow that logic. That is Orwellian doublethink. That is silence is violence. It is diversity is our strength. It is all this backwards thinking that's unrealistic, okay? So what is human rights? Sodomy is human rights. You see?
Right.
Sodomy
yeah.
is human rights.
Yeah.
All the chaos you see in our land will just get worse no matter what. Don't listen to these Republicans. They will never fix anything. The trajectory of where we're heading is set in stone. It will not change back for the better ever. We will not be getting our freedoms back. It's not going to happen. Turn it off and turn them out because it is all lies, all of it, without exception.
All the time.
Donald Trump is the biggest whore for Israel in politics. He had 4 years to build a wall on the border and deport illegal aliens. It did not do either. He had 2 years of a majority Republican Congress. He could have implemented any policy that he wanted to, but he just ran his mouth. He did ban bump stocks, though. He's his eye on the show. I did not vote on Election Day because I did not want to waste my time and I did not want to be a chump.
Right.
It's time to wake up. Your vote gives the sodomites and pedophiles legitimacy. The government of the United States wants you impoverished and enslaved and wants to have sex with your kids. Keep voting so they can say that it is what you want. And if you go down and vote, you are going to believe that that is the case. Okay, talking about Trump being prostituting himself to Israel, Candace Owens, she came out and said that she nominates Nikki Haley to be president of Israel.
Unreal.
She didn't think, not of the U.S., but of Israel, because all she does, everything she does is for Israel. As if that's the most important thing to Americans. The government will have sex with your kids. Don't worry about that. Support Israel. That's what they want you to do. Have your kids join the military because, you know, they need to go die for sodomy and abortion and Israel. You know, that's the whole point of it. But people are not buying that.
No.
So, Did you see Biden at the APEC meeting when he's picking his nose in front of all the world leaders?
No,
and he
God,
puts a
no.
burger on the floor and he's showing the Indonesian Prime Minister, oh, don't step on the booger and stuff. And
come
did
on,
you see
come
the
on,
Indonesian
come on.
Prime Minister looking at him like, what?
This is astounding. I know I didn't see it. I try not to watch the creep. This is.
He
should be in Shady Acres and lock him up and leave him there. This is obscene. What's going on? The world must look at us as if we are useless.
He's the perfect guy for president because he's the worst Obama's possible guy for president.
I know. Obama's running it.
This is an observation I made. They should show Joe Biden walking with Chairman Xi in the garden there in San Francisco during a break. And, I was a vice cop for 4 years, a vice prostitution cop for 4 years. So I observed lots of people doing their perverted sexual things and stuff. And the way Joe Biden walks, I've seen that walk before. I've seen it many times. That's when men stick a dildo in their butt, and that's how they walk when they're walking with a dildo in their butt. That's what this pervert, this sick pedophile pervert, is doing while the Chinese prime minister is there. Okay?
Unbelievable. I believe it. It's unbelievable, but I believe it.
Wow. it's just disgusting, you know. So when I say that there's nothing to fear from China, I had a conversation with somebody from Homeland Security this past week and stuff. We talked specifically about China. China has no intentions of invading us and taking our land over. Okay, it's just. They're too far away. It's just impractical for them. But they are sure that we are provoking war with them. The Chinese, remember, they think that since 1949 they have been at war with us. So he said that, yes, they have bought in 5 million military-aged young men into the United States. And these are not people that are going to, seize territory. These are people who are going to be a fifth column to do massive sabotage all over the United States. If we go to war with China, those 5 million PLA troops in America will be doing sabotages. They'll be blowing up bridges.
For sure.
You know, these interstate highways, that's the defense highway system. They will blow up overpasses and shut it down.
Sure.
And they can do that very easy, okay?
Sure.
5 million of them, they can wreak havoc in this country. Ports, docks, airports, roadways.
Five million, you say? 5 million Arabs?
Yeah, 5 million.
Is that what you're saying? Okay, well, how about 5.5 million? Mitch, 5.5 million CCP, PLA here legally. Now, they could put up an army of 1 or 2 million more. So there you go.
No, they're coming over the border all the time. Does Iran want to take land from the United States? No, they do not. Do they want to send young Iranian men here to do sabotage as a fifth column in case we go to war with Iran? Yes. Okay. And why does Iran and China send these people over here? They send them over here because we are a threat to them. Okay, they're not a threat to us. We are a threat to them. They don't have the same military equipment that we have. China can deal with our Navy over there because, well, they have actually not put money into the People's Liberation Army. They've put it into the PLA Navy and the PLA Air Force because they want to do area denial and to keep us out of the area, whatever. And so they can do that. But then, we have the industrial and logistical might of the United States going to war with them. So that's why they need 5,000 PLA troops over here. They need them to blow up those railroads, those bridges,
and disrupt the
economy.
Then they can do it easily. They have 85,000 have come across the border, PLA troops, since Biden was installed in the White House. 85,000.
Yeah.
These are all CCP, PLA members. They're here. 5.5 million.
Not do it. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I mean, this Homeland Security told me 5 million PLA troops.
There you go.
Okay. PLA troops.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe
these are people recruited from China to come over.
They can take this
there.
Country down in a matter of a couple, 3 weeks. We don't have anybody here to oppose them. We've got 375,000 American military personnel scattered over 150 countries around the world. We got about 800,000 here left. If the PLA rolls out a million or 2 million man and woman army in cells of 10 or 12, specifically targeted to take down this overpass or that substation, et cetera, we can't stop that. I don't believe it.
Okay.
The only thing that might save us is Bubba with his gun. If Bubba stands tall and protects this country, we might have a chance. I don't see it happening with the military. The National Guard is on the border, but they're not preventing invasion of this country. They're doing bookwork and computer data entry.
Assisting people coming into the country.
That's right. You know.
Assisting
all of you listeners understand what's going on out there. Right. It's truly amazing.
Look at it. I mean, you know, the whole DEI thing is so insanely absurd. You know, like we've mentioned before, look at Haiti became independent in 1803, and they're a slum. Liberia became independent in 1847, and they're a slum. Ethiopia has always been independent, except for when the Italians tried to take it a few times back before World War II. But they're a slum, okay? You look on the news, you see this news in Memphis. I went to college in Memphis, Tennessee. They have like 40 black people drive up to a 7-Eleven, and they just run in there and steal everything, in, like a flash mob to steal and run out. These are like animals.
Well, they are animals.
It's
only going to proliferate. We're in real trouble here.
They're doing these mass robberies out in California. They've been doing it.
Right.
They're breaking into people's homes. They're doing home invasions to steal things, and the police aren't doing anything to stop them at all. Nothing.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
And that's the whole point, you know? So,
there won't be enough police to do anything, even if they wanted to. The police are on the way out. They're being defunded. Many officers are quitting. They're going to other states, other cities. No, this is all going down. Sorry, that's my view. It's going down. By design,
so listen,
every bit of it.
33 years ago, I was working with, I don't know if you're familiar with FinCEN, that's the Financial Crimes Center, and I was working on an Ondicep case. And what the Ondicep is, it's the Office of National Drug Control Policy case, and that's an office within the White House. Okay, so if your case was an Ondicep case, that means the president himself was involved in that case. Okay,
right,
it was the
right.
most important. So, what were conversations that I was having with some of these high officials, even back in those days? They were telling me there is a solution to organized crime. There's a solution to drug trafficking, gun trafficking, to human trafficking. There is a very easy solution. If you get rid of cash, you need cash to commit crimes. If you get rid of cash, there will be no crimes. They thought if we went to a cashless society, they're talking about this in 1990 at the highest levels of our government. If we get rid of cash and all your purchases can be tracked all of the time, that will do away with crime. So you get it, you see the point. They're making all this crime happen. Okay, specifically so that they can convince us that the only solution to all the terrible things that are happening is to put a chip in us and to have central bank digital currency. That is the solution to the world's problem. That is going to be told to us pretty soon, okay? It's coming. I mean, you can see it right now. It's like Carl's Jr. and P.F. Chang, and I went to Subaru Motors the other day to buy a part. You can't use cash in any of them. You have to use a card. They want to accept cash. And this
really?
Is so they can reduce robbery so they can't be robbed. Yeah,
I
just
understand.
Went to buy a small part from Subaru, and it was only $17. And they will not take cash. I said, you got to pay with a card, period.
So there's another angle, though. Now we need to go digital to stop all the robberies. Interesting. Very clever.
Yes, yes. That's why there's so much crime. There is a thought process behind this, an evil one, because, you know, you have to remember who is the most powerful criminal in the world. The United States government is the most important, the most powerful criminal in the world.
It gives me no happiness to agree with you. You're totally right. We've been at war every year but 19 years of our existence. And this is all about the military-industrial complex, all of it. There's money and death, big money in wars. It's the biggest profit center of all. And that's what they're doing. Man, it's bad. And for those who don't yet understand Go ahead.
No. It's like Kissinger at the World Economic Forum in 2009. You know, his big thing was laughing about how people will pay for their own extermination. Okay.
God, he's right.
This is one of their themes.
How many it still is amazing to consider how many people rolled up their sleeves and allowed that injection to be pushed into their body. Now we know what's in the injections. More madness.
Yeah.
It's really beyond measure. There are so many pathways, that these injections are killing people right now that the average person would not accept it. If it were laid out easily for them to understand, they would say, no, our government would never do that. Oh, my, but yes, it would. It's not our government. That's the secret. Mitchell, thank you. Excellent, as always.
Just very welcome.
It's wild out there. You be safe. You be careful.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Mitchell Henderson. Extraordinary insights. And there's so much happening out there. And for those who don't understand what's really going on in the Israeli, the U.S.-Israeli Gaza war, there's not much we can do. We've tried to lay it out all along, every step of the way, so it could be accessible and something. We don't ask people to agree with us. We just try to put the material out there so you can make your best decision. And whatever that is, we'll support it. That's fine. Everyone's got their own right, as it should be. Hold on just a minute, and we will continue.